Hi guys, good morning. This is Sonia and you're listening to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. What a hectic weekend it's been. So much political drama. And this week the market could kickstart on the negative note because of what took place politically. Remember, the BJP failed to prove its majority on the floor of the Karnataka Assembly and the Congress-JDS combine will now form the government in Karnataka. However, we must remember that the Nifty has already priced a lot of this in. It's down 340 points from the 15th of May, and a lot of experts believe that some of the political news is factored in. However, we still have a lot of negative macro cues to deal with. Brent crude continues to rise. In fact, it has been the sixth straight weekly gain for Brent. Saudi Arabia has now made an assurance on oil supplies after India complained about higher Brent prices. Not just that, on Friday we saw a weekly close in the US 10-year bond yield above 3.05%. And many experts are calling it a turning point in the 35-plus year fixed income bull market. Both the 2-year yield and the 5-year yield have now confirmed breaks higher. This will of course put more pressure on global equity markets. In our own markets though, we have plenty of stocks to look forward to this morning. Ultratech Cement could be on the upside. It has clinched a deal to acquire Century Textile Cement business. It will be getting 11.2 million tons of integrated cement and 2 million tons of grinding capacity, and many believe that this is a lucrative deal for Ultratech Cement. In terms of earnings, you had Ashok Leyland that reported a stable set of numbers. The revenues went up 34%, the EBITDA jumped up 50-odd%, and the management outlook was positive. Amara Raja Batteries, though, could be under pressure. Although revenues were strong, the margins were hit by higher raw material costs, and in fact, they could not pass on the prices of higher lead, similar to what Exide did. So perhaps there could be some underperformance compared to its peer. Thermax was an operational miss. It was quite a subdued top line for the company. In terms of results today, you have names like DLF, Colgate, Future Retail, Petnet LNG that will be coming out with their numbers, along with a new listing as well. So the NBFC Indostar Capital Finance will list on the exchange today. It, remember, is an 1844 crore IPO. Well, that's it from my end. Do stay tuned into CNBC TV 18 for all the market action. Have a good trading week.